Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The world of work has changed dramatically over the last few years. Not long ago, if you wanted to work for a company in New York, London, or Sydney, you generally had to actually go and live there. Today, thanks to remote work, global hiring platforms, a talented professional in Johannesburg or anywhere else can find themselves working for a company thousands of kilometers away without ever leaving home. For South Africans, this obviously creates opportunities, but also challenges. Employees, international employers, are increasingly looking to South Africa for skills. Maybe it's English speakers that they are looking for, but we wanted to understand what the international job market actually looks like in 2026. What skills are employers looking for, and what does it take to successfully recruit and place talent across borders? To unpack this, we are joined by Yehuda Freilich of Exclusively Remote. Yehuda, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can we start with the big picture? What does the international job market actually look like right now?
Good morning. So nice to join this show. And I'm actually visiting South Africa. It's just such a great visit and so nice to interact with such wonderful people.
Awesome.
So the amazing news is that our world today, or I would say since COVID, became such a small world. We started a company helping American companies staff remote people 13 years ago. I remember that when I was reaching out to companies and bringing up the idea of having someone working for them from home, from the other side of the world, they looked at me like I'm a crazy guy. Like, what are you talking about? Opening an office, opening up a satellite? I said, no, people working from home for your company. And they all kicked me out of their offices. Mm-hmm. COVID hit and we all were introduced to the idea of working remotely. And today the beauty is that you could be sitting wherever you are around the world and working for a great company and making a nice living. Staying in pajamas and slippers the entire day.
Which might be a good or not a good thing. But either way, as you've mentioned, it started really during COVID where people had to work from home anyway. Has that, in inverted commas, that boom settled, or is it still growing? Are international companies still hiring remote talent?
Right. So actually, it's very interesting because there are many companies that had the policy that workers could work from wherever. We do see some companies that are changing it and asking people to come back. But at the other side, we also see many, many companies that are still okay with that model and many new companies that open up. And the concept is working remote. And actually, there are interesting studies showing that many times in cases where people are working remotely from home, their performance is much better. They're better concentrated. They're not frustrated getting stuck in traffic. They're focused. They're not spending time talking to other people. They're less office politics. So a lot of big companies are seeing the opportunity with having remote people, and it also gives you the opportunity to hire the best of the best because you're not...
Because you've got the whole world.
You're not... Exactly, exactly.
So, and have South Africans particularly become attractive to overseas employers?
Right. So it's interesting that you bring up South Africans because whenever I bring up South Africans or I hear that that country, I get very, very excited. And I'll share with you maybe a little bit of the background. We started a company called Outsourcing to Israel 13 years ago, and the concept was helping people who moved to Israel from abroad work for American companies. And a couple of years after we opened up the company, I get a message from someone named Lance, or as you say in South Africa, Lance, from Joburg, saying that he's planning, in the next year or two to move to Israel. And he was asking if we would consider helping him find a job. It was a little bit different than our business model. Mm-hmm. We were really focused on helping people that moved to Israel. But he sounded like such a nice guy that we said, let's try it out. And we've actually set him up with a great company in America. He happened to be a technician. And 2 years after, he calls me up and he says, I'm here in Israel. I want to meet you. I want to have a l'chaim with you. And what happened was we found out that this Lance, all the clients he was servicing in America were in love with him. They loved his personality. They loved his accent. And we've kind of figured out that there's something special and unique about the South Africans that works very well with America. They just have that amazing sense of, on one hand, excellent and top communication skills and native English speakers, but they also understand the American culture and work very well together. So we continued a little bit, and then when COVID hit, then we got into big demand of remote staffing, and we just did not have enough talent in Israel. For us, it was very, very natural to say the next country we'll go to is South Africa.
How has that worked out in terms of finding opportunities for South Africans to live in South Africa and work remotely?
Right. So actually, at the beginning, it was a little bit of a harder concept to sell because, believe it or not, but many, many American companies did not even know what South Africa is. For them, South Africa and Africa was all the same. Mm. When I had to explain South Africa, I would say the magical two words. I would say Elon Musk. And then, you know, oh, now we understand. Now we get
right.
it.
Right. Yes, we've heard of South Africa. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So it took some time to educate, the Americans to understand what South Africa is and the value. But today, like every week, we get so many requirements from different clients saying, we want people from South Africa. We want South Africa. Now, it's not an easy one because there's remote people all around the world. Americans work a lot with the Philippines and with India and with countries in South America. But I think that from day to day, they're coming to appreciate and understand the value that South Africa has to offer. And today it's becoming much more popular. And I think that the future will be even much, much better and bring out some amazing, amazing opportunities.
We don't really have a lot of time. We've got really 2 minutes left, but I'm just curious as to what type of opportunities you generally would look for these remote positions.
Right. Okay. So what we deal with is we do a lot of healthcare. So a lot of the positions have to have some type of human touch. If it's a coordinators in the healthcare industry, recruiters, receptionists, admins, customer service, then we do a lot of positions that have to do with numbers. So we like to say that Johannesburg is considered like one of the capital of finance of Africa, and people are very good with positions in the finance industry. So bookkeepers, accountants, business analysts. And then we do a lot of technology as well. So it could be help desk support and going up to AI and different software developers. But those are the main positions. The key is that anything that could be remotely from home, there's an opportunity over there.
Right. So Yehuda, before I let you go, if anybody is interested in being in touch, how do they do that?
Right. So you could go on to our site, exclusivelyremote.com. Okay. Exclusivelyremote.com. And actually, we are having a meeting tonight for people that want to hear about it. I'm going to give you a number where you could send a WhatsApp and you could register. We will send your information. It's going to be in Johannesburg. You're welcome to join. So I'll give you the number and you could send a WhatsApp and get more information of the location. You can register and just come in. It's tonight at 7:30. But the number is +27, obviously, and then 62-889-5674. Again,
so in fact, no, I think Yehuda, what we'll do is if you could just send that number to my producer, then if people are often driving, if they just want to send me a message, 061-895-1019, they normally have that number. If they just ask us for that contact, we will share it with them because a lot of people won't be able to write it down whilst they are driving. So if you are interested in that, if you want to find out out a little bit more, 0618951019, send us a message and we will certainly share that number and those contact details with you. I think very, very interesting and always fascinating to learn about different opportunities and different ways to look at this very, very different world. Yehuda Froelich, thank you for chatting to us. He is from Exclusively Remote in South Africa at the moment, and a great, great conversation.